Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Thank you, everyone. Our listeners have already contributed 230,000 toward our Advent match. Thank you. If we reach 1 million, a group of very generous people will match it with another million to help us educate Catholics around the world in faith and in prayer. Now, if you feel that you have benefited from this daily rosary meditation, then consider helping us. If 1,000 people each gave $1,000, or 10,000, $100, we'd reach a million. Just click donate below the transcript and help us lead people to Jesus through Mary. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The great paradox of the human condition is that we've been created with a purpose which we cannot achieve. That by our own efforts, we are doomed to a fundamental frustration of our nature. Why? Because we are creatures, and yet we are made for union with God. We are finite, and we are made for the infinite. We have cut ourselves off from Him. We've cut ourselves off from God by sin. We cast ourselves out of heaven, and we are too small and weak to climb back to Him. Or to switch the analogy, imagine a river that's infinitely wide or infinitely deep or has an infinitely strong current. The point is, there's no way for a small, finite human being to swim across that river. But the problem is, we are born on the wrong side of the river. Every part of us wants to get to the other side, but there is no bridge by which we can cross over. This is the fundamental human dilemma. It's the problem we're all born into. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So there we are, the human race walking back and forth across the shore, looking in vain for some way to get across. And then, at just one point and no other, from the far shore, the shore we want to get to, the land stretches out across the river until it meets our side. And so a land bridge is formed, a place where the far shore meets the near shore. In fact, a place where the far shore becomes the near shore. But that means you can get across the river. That's what happens when Christ becomes man, when Christ is born. The far shore becomes the near shore. The divine becomes human, which means now there's hope. God has made a way from earth to heaven. And Christ, that tiny child sleeping in the straw, he's the way. He's the only hope. He's the only bridge. He's the only way to cross over. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In John chapter 14, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't say, I am one of many ways, one of many truths, or one of your various options for life. Because there's only one bridge to God, Jesus Christ. No other religion even claims to have found a different case where God has become man, where the far shore has become the near shore. So if you don't go across the bridge that is Jesus, how are you going to reach God? Which means you have to be very careful not to say, well, everyone has their own path to God, because that's not really true. Everyone has the same path, the only path. It's Jesus. Maybe people can get across that bridge without knowing it. Hopefully they can. But there's still only one bridge. There's only one path to salvation. And if you know where to look for it, you'll definitely have a better chance of getting across it. That child in the manger, he's the only chance anybody has of getting to heaven. He's the one you want to go to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This bridge, who is Jesus, this person who is both divine and human, has a source for both his divinity and his humanity. And as it happens, these are his two parents. His Father, God the Father, is the one who supplies Jesus' divinity. So he works from the heaven side of things to build the bridge of salvation. But Jesus also has a mother, a human mother, and she's the one who supplies his humanity. She's actually the one who builds the bridge of salvation from our side of the river. So there are two parents, two bridge builders, God our Father and Mary our Mother. The Father is the one the bridge leads to. And the Mother, well, she is the one who leads you to the bridge. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So do you see how important Mary is? Do you see that our salvation depends on what she partially built? Do you see why she is there holding the Christ child? She is the gatekeeper to the bridge she built. She is the one who gives access to the baby she bore. Jesus is the bridge. The one bridge, the way, the truth, and the life. And if you want to find him, well, come to Mary. If you want to find salvation, come and find him like the shepherds and the magi in the arms of his mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God,
cast into hell
Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
I get the impression that you have a thought here because the spiral that my mind went down was a whole apologetics about the different religions and their ideas of what God is. And
I like that. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking a little bit about just the concept that God is just a being of power, and how it really wouldn't make sense for a being who is just all powerful and only cares about power to create human beings, because he does not need us to make him more powerful.
No.
So why does he need us?
Yeah, he doesn't need us.
Why would he make us? And I think if it was not a God that wanted us to share in his mission, then there would be no point in making us.
Now, some people could say, or you could argue, in fact, Islam would say that God made us so that we would serve him as a master.
But why does a master that's all powerful need servants?
He doesn't. Maybe an ego trip?
Exactly.
But if he's God, but by definition, God is perfect.
So you don't need the ego trip.
Exactly.
You don't need anyone to validate your, and that's what's so different between love and power.
Right.
Because if you actually need other people to validate you, then you're not actually powerful.
Right. Precisely.
If you need anyone else, then you're not powerful.
Right.
Even if you want anyone else, then you're not all perfect and all powerful.
Exactly. Exactly.
And only love makes sense.
Well, when you look at it, so when you look at the world religions, Judaism believes that they were the chosen people of God, but they never claim that you can have union with God.
Mm-hmm.
And Islam believes fundamentally what you're saying, that God is power. But Islam teaches explicitly that you can't become one with God. You can't become an adopted child of God. You can't have a relationship with God. There is no relationship with God. You just submit to God,
mm-hmm.
who is power.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Islam is.
Which makes sense from the human's perspective, but not from God's perspective.
Yeah.
It makes sense to think there's something so great, I must submit to it.
Yeah, which is true.
That's true.
This is the importance. This is the essential, what's so beautiful, powerful, wonderful, beyond the imagination of the Catholic, and I say specifically Catholic because this Luther's view of Christianity did not jive, did not match the view of Jesus or the Catholic view.
And I've always just thought I just do not jive with Luther.
And why? Because God is love. And the nature of love is to give itself as a gift for the good of the other. The only reason God created is because he's love. St. Thomas Aquinas has a beautiful line where he says, he asks the question, if God is perfect, why in the world would he create? And then he says, the key of love opened his hand. Love is a pure gift of self for the good of the other. Love wants to make the beloved like himself, raise the beloved up to himself. So God creates us so that he can give his life to us, so that we can participate in his divine life, so that we can become God with him.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you can get into heaven is if you become God. And we become God by participation, not on our own, not apart from him.
Because it's the nature of a God of love.
We actually become God by participation. I love, let's see here. In the Bible, the second letter of Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, says, by his divine power, he has given us all the things that we need for life and for true devotion, bringing us to know God himself, who has called us by his own glory and goodness. In making these gifts, he has given us the guarantee of something very great and wonderful to come, that you will be able to participate in the divine nature. And it's really captured by that one moment in the Mass where the priest puts one drop of water into the wine.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the one drop of water?
It becomes wine.
It becomes wine. And while with that symbolic gesture, the priest will say, by the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
I think it's the real beauty of the prodigal son.
Yes.
Because when you are in a family, it is all yours. Not because you created all this wealth, but as long as you are in the family, it is fully yours. It's not partially yours. You don't get your piece of it that you get to take away. It is always yours so long as you are part of this family.
I don't know if you
share in the Father's wealth.
I don't know if you know what a great depth you've just struck in the prodigal son.
Mm.
Because in the first son, he takes the inheritance and then he goes and squanders it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole human race, but particularly the whole Gentile. That's all the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
all the non-Jews. Receives the inheritance and then squanders it.
Yeah, because separate from the Father,
is nothing.
Your good is finite.
Yeah. Now the older son, what's the difference? Now I'll put it this way. At first, both the younger son and the older son both view the Father as what? A master.
So the way I would say it, the older son is with the Father but doesn't realize that he shares in the Father's good?
Yes, he still thinks he's a slave. In fact, when the older... So the younger son comes back, Father throws a party, the older son is mad, he storms out, the Father goes out to him, and the older son says, I slaved for you all these years. He sees mm-hmm. God as a master. So the older son represents the Jews and the Muslims. The younger son represents the Gentiles, who squanders inheritance and then comes back.
Mm-hmm.
The older son represents the Jews and the Muslims that represent that see God as a master. But the striking
point... Look at this all coming full circle.
The striking point in that parable, like the lightning in the darkness, is when the older son says, I slaved for you all these years. The lightning bolt, the father responds, he says, son, all that is mine is yours.
So when I think people would shrink back from the idea of becoming like God, they misunderstand what it means to be with the Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be in a family.
Yeah. That's exactly right. The parable of the prodigal son.
I think it's the one I've seen the most dissected in so many different ways, and it just keeps, and they're all that way. But this one is just something very particular because it is the smallest, simplest snapshot of all of human history.
I couldn't have said it better. I couldn't say it better.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.